and experiencing what you are calling heaven on earth, there are others who are propelling themselves into such contrast that they are experiencing hell on earth. But it's not a global event that you will all experience simultaneously. It is when allowing becomes more important, as when the energy stream moves faster, when you allow, you experience joy beyond description. When you don't allow, you experience pain beyond description, you see. But it's, in every case, an individual accomplishment. It's never angels outside of you vying for your souls. It's never God outside of you trying to show you the straight and narrow path and feeling uncomfortable about you not following it. It's never about what you are doing wrong. It's only about the value that you are, you see. That's why we said we'd love to think of all of you croaking. It is such a delicious experience when you release your trauma and your struggle and your judgment and your reasons that you hold yourself apart from who you are, and you allow yourself to rejoin who you are. And this gathering is about doing it pre-croaking. This gathering is about feeling your way into alignment and loving those who mean well, who don't get it, and not assuming that what you know is the only right thing either. In other words, you came forth in diversity. You did not come forth. Not one of you said, we'll all go forth and we'll join Abraham's seminars. And we'll teach everybody else about this law of attraction stuff. And we'll bring those religionists into the light. We'll help them to discover the error of their ways. Not one of you said that. There's nothing wrong with what they're doing. Right. Let everyone live their life in the way that they're choosing. And just know that it all turns out fine. And feel appreciation for what every one of them, even though you may disagree with them, contributes to this magnificent vibrational escrow of which you now have an active part in participating in, you see. It's all good. It really is. Now what?
Thank you.
Right here, yes.
I get very excited when you talk about this being the time of awakening. And I also get it makes me feel really good when you say, we are teachers of teachers. First of all, I'm not sure I understand why exactly that makes me feel so good. And there's a second part of my question, but why? Why is that so important to me?
Well, you are an uplifter to the very core of your being. And you recognize, feel the joy that you feel in coming to understand who you are. Can you feel how free you feel today as you have left behind thoughts that were entrapping you?
Yes.
And you just want that for others. And so when you realize that you now have understanding that at one time you could not articulate, that now you can articulate, and you realize the feeling of relief that you have discovered in recognizing the goodness of the world and the goodness of you and the value of you and the well-being that is certain, it sort of makes you want to continue the feeling of well-being. It's because the reason it feels so good is because it is alignment with who you really are and what you really know.
As good as that feels, though, there are people who I care a great deal about who really get jammed up in the contrast, and it's family members, and that hurts just as much as the words teacher of teachers feels good. I know I
teach
through the...
Think about what you're saying. You're saying teachers of teachers, and what that means to me resonates with the source within me. In other words, when I think that, I'm thinking like who I really am thinks. But when you're fixated on someone's struggle, you're seeing them differently than who you really are sees them. So you're using them and their struggle as your temporary excuse to not be who you are. That's just your guidance saying what you're seeing is a departure from who you really are and what you really are sees. That's all. We love the way you laid this out. Can you feel the precision and perfection of this question? What you said is, Abraham, why does this thought feel good to me, and why does this thought feel bad to me? And the answer is, because this thought is in agreement with the source within you, and this thought isn't. You say, they're all twisted up. Now, the source within you would say, they're enjoying the experience of contrast from which they are launching rockets of desires. They are taking step one, which always is necessary before step two or step three can come into place.